I have to admit that I love watching Netflix. And I've been really enjoying The Crown. How many of you watch The Crown? And as I was watching and getting myself orientated to the various happenings of the royal family over the years, I was drawn to that event in 1966 near a coal mine in the village of Aberfan in South Wales. How many of you remember that awful time when that slag heap collapsed, right? And many children were died in that awful incident. And the news went far and wide, and it reached Buckingham Palace. And as we learn from the events shown to us in this Netflix series, The Crown, and from other readings, as we heard Queen Elizabeth looking back at that event, her biggest regret in her reign was that she did not go herself to be with the families, and she did not go immediately. Rather, she sent somebody else. She sent Prince Philip and Lord Snowdon, and while their company was comforting, something in her regrets that moment where she decided not to go. And she is not alone in her regret, my friends, because I have moments in my memory, as I'm sure you do, where I think I should have picked up the phone. I should have sent that email or that card. I should have taken time with that person instead of just running off. We are called in simply being alive to encounter Christ in each human being that is in front of us. An encounter is both a beautiful and a scary thing because it calls out of us more than we think we have to offer. I think of when I am with three-year-old children, how I am thrown back to my third year, me being three, for better or for worse, all my insecurities and fears. I think of when I'm listening to someone's joy and I'm invited to celebrate with them when there might be envy going on for me. I think of when I'm being with someone who I know is dying and I am moved to contemplate my own death. Being alive is being invited into encounter, an encounter with someone that then stirs something sacred within us as well. And in this beautiful story that we have just read and that we read again and again this time every year, this story that has been held sacred by the community of Jewish Christians that surrounded Matthew, the disciple, where we read of these wise men, these magi, these magicians, these Zoroastrians, these wizards, these strangers, who were somehow compelled to make a journey to encounter a young family. And we also read of Herod, named as a king in this passage. This is Herod the Great. Herod the Great, who missed the opportunity for an encounter and instead sent others. And Herod serves to us in the story as a kind of a foil from the wise men. For instead of going himself, and I wonder what would have happened to Herod the Great and to Mary and Joseph if they had had that early encounter. I wonder. And as he sends the Magi to journey down to visit and to bring him back the news, they go. They take the risk. They experience the encounter. And both are changed. For I wonder where Mary and Joseph and later Jesus learnt of strangers outside, beyond the Jewish borders, who also followed God. I wonder where Jesus learned about taking the message of God's light outside of Judaism. Could it have been these magi from afar that brought this news to Mary and Joseph, who taught their child to be hospitable and to bless those outside of their nation? I wonder. And my friends, encountering others who come across our path, no matter how briefly, is a spiritual practice that you and I are being invited into as we contemplate this story. Encountering, not just going to give, not just going to receive, but being together in a way that offers the opportunity for mutual exchange. And it offers what theologians call a moment of delight. Delight. What a beautiful word. For God delights in us, not from afar, but close. And God moves towards us as we move towards God. And so we are called, our common call is to delight in one another, to show up, not to do it vicariously through books, through other spiritual people, through other family members or friends, but ourselves, to bring ourselves into a mutual relationship and to change our lurking suspicion that some lives matter less than others. God calls us to delight in each one, in each other. Over my time away, I was engrossed in a book by Father Greg Boyle, who talks about his interactions with gang members in Los Angeles. And he writes about delight. And he writes about his 25 years of being among people very different from himself. And he says he arrived with this idea that he was coming to bring peace, to change this way. And instead, he said, I began receiving the gifts of talents and wisdom because we entered into mutuality together. For there, my friends, is a fifth gospel, the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the gospel that is being worked out in each one of us, Christ in us, the hope of our world as we live out our Christian lives. I wonder what the invitation before us here is in North Vancouver. Who crosses your path? Who are you feeling compelled to visit? Where are you being drawn to? Who or what is grabbing your attention today, perhaps even making you afraid? Is it the U.S.-Iranian crisis? Are you wondering about a friend at home experiencing social isolation with the snowfall and the darkest, coldest time of the year? Follow this inward guiding star. Move to encounter and delight. Amen.